many fine tales of Sherlock Holmes. The Case of the Dead Adventuress, Part 2.
Quiet, quiet. Settle down, you animals. Continue, Mr. Holmes. What happened next?
Well, early the next morning, Shipton came round to see me with the information that he had recovered the necklace for a very reasonable sum.
And did you tell him that the diamonds had been replaced?
No, Monsieur, I didn't.
Why not?
I felt that before I told him anything about Madame Corvée with any degree of authority, it was only fair to reinforce my beliefs with facts.
So what did you do?
The obvious thing. After all, I have no official standing in your country, and yet I knew Madame Corvée was a criminal. Or perhaps I should say, an adventuress. And so I decided to pay a visit to Monsieur Charel, the chief of police. After my client left, Dr. Watson and I went round to Monsieur Charel's office. He seemed to be very pleased to see us.
Ah, Monsieur Sherlock and his friend. I am very flattered that you come to see me.
How do you do?
Hello again.
Is this a business visit, monsieurs? Or I might suppose that you come here to make my acquaintance better?
A little bit of both, monsieur.
Please, tell me what I can do for you.
Monsieur Charel, I was not telling you the truth at Madame Corvée's party last night when I said I was there purely on pleasure.
I was well aware of that, monsieur.
But how could you? How could you know?
Dr. Watson, very little goes on in this town that I'm not aware of.
Well, perhaps you know why I was at the party.
But of course.
And did you know that this morning Madame Corvée parted with the necklace in consideration of a cash payment?
No, I did not know. But it is for her own affair. Is your client satisfied with his bargain?
Perfectly. But, you see, he doesn't know that the diamonds have been removed and replaced with imitations. I noticed that when I was talking to Madame Corvée last night.
Had you ever seen the necklace before?
No.
And how would you know that the necklace was ever valuable? You have said your client is satisfied? And what do you wish me to do?
I should like you to investigate Madame Corvée.
Monsieur Holmes, Yvette Corvée is a brilliant and distinguished woman. Duels have been fought over her, kings have paid homage to her, and now, because some stupid English boy has some trouble over a paltry necklace, you expect me to investigate her? In France, Monsieur Holmes, we police do not work without evidence, and I think it will be good for you to remember that fact. Good day, Monsieurs.
Come on now. Enough. Settle. And then what happened, Monsieur Holmes? After you had left Inspector Charel's office?
I was deeply dissatisfied. I knew in my own mind that Madame Corvée was guilty, and so I decided to pay her another visit.
Why did you go alone? Your friend Dr. Watson had been with you during your previous expeditions.
I intended to burgle the safe, and I didn't want to incriminate my old friend in such a risky proceeding.
So you admit you went there to burgle the safe?
Yes, Monsieur le Prefect. But, of course, when I got there, someone had rifled the safe before me and murdered Madame Corvée.
Please, tell me exactly what happened.
I arrived at the villa just after midnight. Perhaps I should explain the villa is built around a courtyard in such a way, short of smashing one of the ground floor windows, but there are only two ways in, a door on the street and a door at the back which opens up onto the beach.
And which way had you proposed to try and enter?
From the beach. But as I approached from that direction, I noticed a light still burning in the library. and so I circled the house to investigate the chances of entering through the front door with the aid of a skeleton key. As I did so, I noticed to my surprise that the door was open a fraction. Of course, I went in. I tiptoed along the hallway. Everything was quiet. Suddenly, I stumbled over something. It was a body. I struck a match. It was Madame Leduc. At first, I thought she was dead. But when I turned her over, I realized she was only unconscious. I decided to investigate a little further, and so I walked towards the library. I opened the door and went in. The lights were on, and I saw Madame Corvi lying on the rug in front of the fire with her throat slashed, a dagger lying beside of her. The wall safe near the bookcase was open, but empty. I stooped down and touched Madame Corvi, her body still warm. Then I picked up the dagger, blade side, and started to examine it. As I did so, I heard a rattling at the door.
Ha ha! Sherlock Holmes, I've caught you red-handed.
Please don't wave that revolver at me, Monsieur Chirel.
And Monsieur Holmes, before I telephone for your friend Dr. Watson, do you have any last words?
This truly isn't what it looks like.
Monsieur Sherlock Holmes, I arrest you for the murder of Madame Yvette Corvée.
Ardar? Okay, Monsieur Holmes. We have heard your side as to how you entered the villa and found the body. But you do realize, of course, that your story is entirely uncorroborated.
Yes, I do, Monsieur le Prefect.
And you stated that you found Madame Leduc lying in the hallway, unconscious? Is this correct?
Yes, Monsieur.
And is Madame Leduc de Boncour present?
Oui, Monsieur.
And what is your own story regarding last night's tragedy?
Well, I'd gone to the ballet with Yvette, but came back about 11:30. The servants were in bed, but they had left a snack for us. Coat file and a bottle of champagne. And just before midnight, we decided to have a little more champagne, and I started off to the cellar. As I came into the hallway, I suddenly received a violent blow on the head, and I don't remember any more until the police saved me.
I see. Thank you, Madame Leduc. And is the Honorable Reginald Shipton here?
Monsieur le Prefect.
It has been testified you have received your necklace back, but it comes to my attention here in my notes. You too wed Madame Corvis last night, Monsieur. Anything to say about that?
I came over to try and persuade her to change her mind. Change her mind about her engagement and marry me. But when I came to the house, the door was open. I walked in and found poor Yvette murdered.
I see. Thank you, Monsieur. Yes. Inspector Charel, I cannot help but feel that you have produced a very inconclusive case against Monsieur Sherlock Holmes. It seems to me that both Leduc and Shipton had equal opportunities and greater motive to murder Madame Corvée than Sherlock Holmes did.
That's ridiculous. I loved Yvette.
Quiet. I did not say that either of you did it. I'm just saying you both had equal opportunity.
Monsieur le Prefect, if I may, as I am under arrest, may I have the privilege of proving myself innocent?
Well, by all means, of course, Monsieur, if you can.
Well, I think the identity of the murderer will be obvious when we find the jewels that were stolen from Madame Corvey's safe. Now, the three people present at, or about, the time of the lady's murder were all searched. Myself, the Duck, and Shipton, here. Am I right, Inspector Charell?
Yes, monsieur. And the jewels were not found, so what does that prove?
One other person that had motive for killing Madame Corvey, who was not searched. Yourself, Inspector.
Oh, this is an outrage. Are you accusing me?
Come on. Monsieur Holmes, do you realize the significance of what you are implying?
I do.
Well, very well, then. Proceed.
Monsieur Charell, you stated that the beach gate was bolted. How did you find that out?
By trying it.
From the inside or outside?
From outside, of course.
I don't believe you. I think that when Dr. Watson telephoned your office, you suspected where I might be going. You hurried ahead of me and reached the villa several minutes before I did. You found the beach gate open. You saw Madame Corvey putting her jewels away. You slipped through the windows and followed Madame Leduc into the hall. Struck her from behind. Then you went back into the library, killed Madame Corvey, pocketed the jewels, and left out the front way. But as you saw me approaching, you saw a chance to implicate me, so you left the door ajar.
Well then, by that statement, you have just convicted yourself. If you came to the villa after I was there, how could you have known what my movements were?
Monsieur Holmes, this is no evidence.
Of course it is not.
Well, hold on now. I'll come to my facts. Dr. Watson, I wonder if you'd mind stepping forward.
Of course, Holmes. I'd be glad to. In fact, I've been wondering why all day you haven't asked me to come up before.
Will you please tell Monsieur le Prefect exactly what you did last night after I was brought here?
With pleasure. Monsieur le Prefect, my old friend Mr. Holmes, told me the Shadow Inspector Charell as soon as he left the soiree. And that's what I did. He walked down to the waterfront and entered a small cafe. I watched through the window and saw him give a package to a rough-looking sailor. And a few minutes later, he left. Holmes had told me what to expect, so I followed the sailor. He went down to the wharf. I was behind him with a revolver in my pocket. As he started to get into the fishing boat, I captured him. And also these.
That's right. And you'll find, Monsieur le Prefect, that those are what ate the missing jewels.
That is a lie. He is only lying to save his friend.
Oh no, monsieur. Quite the opposite, actually. The fisherman is waiting outside right now.
Okay. Have him brought in. See if he can corroborate this story.
Henri Borel has done nothing. Only what Monsieur Charell pays him to do. And now he is brought into a soiree, like a criminal?
Henri Borel, are those the Jews, the ones you were given to by Monsieur Charell last night?
Oui, Monsieur le Préfet. But you must not blame me. I only do what I'm told to do, to sail with them to Corse and give them to Monsieur Charell's brother.
Just as I have done 100 times before.
He's a liar. I've never seen this man in my life.
I lie. Henri Borel, never a liar. I've known you since you were a boy, grown up in our own Tamajacchio.
Monsieur le Prefect, the dagger on the table in front of you, may I show it to this man?
Of course.
Henri Borel, have you ever seen this dagger before?
Mal oui, of course I've seen it. My brother made it.
He is the finest sword maker in all of Ajaccio. He had made it for Monsieur Charell.
Look out! Charell! He's drawn for his revolver! Stop him!
Well, Holmes, I guess Charell solved it for you very simply by committing suicide.
Oh no, Watson. It was already solved. Thanks to your very excellent sleuthing.
I didn't do anything much, Holmes. Just what you told me to. By the way, I still don't understand Shrell's motive for murdering Madame Corvid.
It was a combination of motives. Jealousy at her announcing her engagement, and anger at realizing that she had replaced the jewels in Lord Shipton's heirloom without telling him. Henri Borel made it very clear tonight that they had been in partnership as smugglers for years.
Definitely one of our most unusual cases. You know, Holmes, for a while there, I was afraid that you weren't going to make it back out of jail.
Did you really, old fellow? By the way, there was a certain poetic justice about the case.
In what way?
Well, did you notice that Shrell's dagger has an inscription on the blade?
Yes, but I couldn't translate it.
It said, "C'è la mia ferita sia mortale."
And what does that mean, Holmes?
Let my wound be mortal.
And thus concludes the case of the dead adventuress. This is a Tea Loud production. Stay tuned.